This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. You may already believe that music can improve your mood. One man believes it can improve your health and even treat something like heart disease. Milford Graves is not a doctor. He is a jazz musician as well as a college professor and self-described healer. Some doctors say the research that he's doing in his basement stands side by side with work being done at some of this country's most respected medical institutions. Joel Rose of member station WHYY has the latest installment in our series exploring where art and science meet.
The basement of Milford Graves' house in Queens is jam-packed with the tools of at least three different careers. There are dozens of drums from around the world. Jars of dried herbs line the walls. And there is medical equipment. Graves has assembled a lab's worth of diagnostic tools, which are connected to three computers by a tangle of wires. He attaches some of those to his assistant.
Put this around the tricuspid area. Okay, you just need that.
Yeah, just need that to relax. Fine.
Graves velcros a stethoscope over his assistant's heart and tapes electrical sensors to his wrists and leg.
I got two things I'm doing. I'm getting sound from an electrical event, and I'm getting it from a muscular event.
The stethoscope monitors the sound of the heart valves opening and closing, while the sensors pick up the electrical impulses that cause the heart to beat.
You have four chambers in your heart, and they don't beat together. Some of them beat very close, you see, but they'll beat one, you know, behind the other, and that gives us basically four-part harmony.
Graves says the sound of a heartbeat can tell you quite a lot about the organ's condition if you know what you're listening for. He uses ears developed over 60 years of playing music. Graves grew up a few blocks from this basement in Jamaica, Queens. He started playing drums at the age of three. By the mid-1960s, he was playing free jazz with the New York avant-garde, including saxophonist Albert Eiler. Milford Graves says he had offers to play with Miles Davis and South African vocalist Miriam Makeba, but he wasn't making any money. So he went back to school and studied to be a medical laboratory assistant.
And I graduated after 1 year, took my permit test with the city of New York, got my permit to work in the laboratory, and I got an offer to work with a veterinarian. And I took the offer to go with the veterinarian because I want to do a lot of laboratory procedure. And I knew if I went with a vet, I'm going to have a lot of tests to do because animals don't come in there and be telling you what they have.
Graves did that for 2 years before he was invited to teach music at Bennington College in Vermont. He's also taught informal classes on acupuncture and herbology at his house in Queens. That's how Baruch Krauss met him.
This is not some nut job in Queens who's just, you know, playing around doing these things. This is truly a Renaissance man who's doing cutting-edge research, paralleling research that's done in the leading medical centers in the country in his basement in Queens.
Krauss isn't some nut job either. He's an emergency physician at Children's Hospital in Boston and a professor at Harvard Medical School. He says researchers at Harvard are also studying the complex rhythms of the heart, and that Graves, working alone in his basement, is using similar equipment that he assembled himself to gather remarkably similar data. Krauss says Graves is part of a long tradition in science.
You know, if you look back in the history of medicine from Pasteur and Koch right on up, good researchers experimented on themselves initially. They may have not been working in their basement. Some actually were working out of their home.
Krauss has himself been a subject of Graves' research. When Graves began assembling his basement laboratory 5 years ago, he found the equipment he needed to listen to the heart in the detail he wanted just didn't exist. He ordered a custom-built stethoscope with a wider frequency range, and he built software himself that allows him to hear the microrhythms within a single heartbeat. Graves says a healthy heart, like a good jazz drummer, emphasizes the triplets, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, not the eighth notes, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4.
If you got a very stiff heartbeat, that means your blood is like, or underneath that, it's going like, not a nice flow. So that's what we want to do. I want to look at that, and I want to see what's happening.
If Graves thinks something is wrong, he will do more than just listen. He will manipulate the sound, perhaps by slowing it down or speeding it up. Then Graves will use this computer-generated counter-rhythm to try and nudge the heart back toward a more normal pattern by putting his manipulated sounds back into the volunteer's body. He will do this in two different ways. He'll either play it back for them to hear, or he'll transfer the vibrations through acupuncture needles.
In the traditional Chinese medicine, the objective is to feel the pulse and then insert a needle in there. And you're trying to do this corrective type of energy by all these needle manipulations.
That is not so different from what emergency physicians try to do for patients with electronic stimuli, says Harvard's Baruch Krauss.
If there's a patient who comes into the emergency department who has a fast heartbeat, it's not unusual for us to do the same thing, to apply a very fast rhythm, a rhythm that's actually faster than their rhythm, which ends up slowing their heart down.
The work Milford Graves does in Queens also has something in common with the efforts of traditional healers in parts of Africa and South America, says Gregory Bars, who teaches medical ethnomusicology at Vanderbilt University. But Bars says Graves' interventions are different from anything he's seen in either traditional or complementary medicine.
There are other shamanic traditions in which music is forced into the body, if you will, through orifices or in invasive ways even. But the specific use of biofeedback and rhythms through acupuncture, I don't know of any other direct interventions along that line.
But Harvard's Baruch Krauss cautions that Graves' methods have not been clinically tested.
Would I send the patient to him? The answer is no at this point. This is experimental research, and it hasn't gotten to the stage of being used for patient therapies. It's extremely exciting work, extremely original and innovative, but it's still at the research and development stage.
Still, Krauss says Graves is doing work on arrhythmia that's just as promising as research at MIT and Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston. Graves says a cardiac clinic in Chicago recently called to talk about his work. Though he knows some in the medical community will be skeptical, Graves thinks his techniques are complementary to Western-style treatment.
I said, if you want to give me a piece of processed food, I got some nice herbal or some spice that I can add to it, give you some flavor. So basically, that's what I'm doing. As long as they don't get uptight, I don't get uptight.
Graves' medical research is also finding its way into his music. He's working on an album with saxophonist John Zorn that will combine recordings of their heart sounds with traditional instruments. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
To hear Milford Graves' music and his more recent heart-related sounds, visit npr.org.